Deshaun, what did it mean to you when the Hall of Fame wanted your cleats here? You already have an item there in that building.
It was cool. Kind of caught me off guard, but a neat thing for myself and for my teammates and my organization to have something like that. Of course, they're the cleats that I wore, but overall, if you look at it, the big picture, it's a team thing.
Is it amazing just a few weeks in you've already caught the Pro Football Hall of Fame's attention?
I guess so. Hopefully it worked out in the long run.
Did you have any kind of relationship with Myles Garrett building up to the draft? And what do you think about him as a player since he's going to be chasing you around?
Our relationship is kind of goes back to high school days, kind of during the different camps. I see him here and there, and we kind of communicate and talk there. He's a great player. He was the number one draft pick for a reason. A lot of talent, a lot of skill. And he's been, I know he just came back from an injury, but he's going to be fired up and ready to go.
Sean, on draft night, there were two teams who needed a quarterback, one in a different direction, and then the Browns, who are playing this week, they needed a quarterback, but they traded out the pick that ended up becoming you. Was that ever, for you, motivation?
Nah, not at all. You know, God put me here for a reason, and I'm blessed to be a Houston Texan.
Sean, when you look back at games, do you spend more time looking at the good plays or the bad plays, and what do you learn when you look back at your film study and look at the plays that maybe didn't go quite so well?
I probably spend more time looking at the bad plays, and there's a lot more good than bad usually just checking out the bad plays, seeing what I can correct, personally for myself as a player, and then overall how the operation of the whole offense can be better and put points on the board. So that's how I see it in every week as I watch the film of the previous game, and I try to correct the mistakes and bring it to the coaching staff and try to correct it throughout the week for the next game.
What does Hopkins mean to you on the field and also in preparation leading up to games?
He's a great talent on the field. He's going to make the plays that's there, and the opportunities, he usually take advantage of them. And with the preparation, he's seen so much football. He's experienced so many different quarterbacks, so many different offensive schemes, and seen so many different players. So he's seen a lot of football that helps me out. And so usually when he comes to the sideline and tell me what the defense is doing, he's usually right.
A lot of people on the internet were talking about how you moved the ball from your right to left hand on that long touchdown to Fuller, and were really impressed with the way you were able to do that. Can you take us through that play and what you were thinking doing that?
Honestly, I didn't even know I did it until after the game. I seen it on social media and people were sending it to me. So honestly, I couldn't even tell you how I did it. It's just my instincts was telling me switch the ball because he's coming from my right arm. And I always keep my eyes downfield. And once I did that, stepped over, set my feet, and I seen Will running, give him a shot.
So when you saw it, the video, you were like, wait, I did that?
Yeah, I was, my mom and them was showing it to me, and I just kind of was like, I didn't even know I did it, but it's pretty cool.
Is that instinctive, and do you do a lot of things instinctively?
I guess so. It's just something I do a lot of things that I kind of go back and watch the film and ask myself how I did it, but just try to make a play, and that's what I did.
Hopkins talked to you during the game, come back to the huddle, tell you I'm open, or if we do this, I can get open.
Not so much in that way. We come back and give the whole offense, an idea what the backside or the front side of the coverage is doing. We trust in what he see, because he's one of the guys that he don't see his side of the field. He see the whole offense, the whole defense, and what they're doing on the other side. So not so much of, saying that he's open and he's begging for the ball. He's just trying to help the whole offense get open and find ways to move the ball down the field.
Sean, you lose a lot in your last couple of years in college. How do you deal with losses at this level?
I just move on. It's a long season. Anything can happen, and you just build on it and continue to grow. And especially at this level of professional football, you never know what's going to happen. So I just kind of try to get better each and every week and move forward and prepare for the next one.
The way you're changing the identity of this team, which has been a defensive team for a long time. Now you're on a record pace for franchise points, and you've already set records three games in a row of at least 30, and you're 34 points Sunday. We want any game last year. Have you thought about your impact on this franchise overall?
Not really. I just try to, you know, stay focused on my job and operation of this offense and do what I can, you know, really do, kind of control what I can control and keep the main thing and learn as I grow each and every week. But as far as my impact, I know I have a lot of it, but, you know, honestly, I just try to do what I have to do to, you know, do my job.
Sean, do you have a feel for how guys are going to handle moving on without J.J. and Whitney? I mean, a lot changes there. Guys are talking about everybody has to accept responsibility to take the team forward. Do you have a sense of how guys will handle that?
Just fine. You know, prayers for those guys, and I know they're going to be with us throughout the course, but, you know, it's the next man up mentality and another opportunity for another guy to step in and have an impact.
With the injuries on defense, do you feel any more pressure then on offense?
Nah, I don't.
You see players, everybody says you make players around you better. Do you see you have an effect on those guys, especially Hopkins and Fuller have 9 touchdowns between them, second most of any tandem in the league?
Yeah, that's, I think, a big thing for a quarterback to have is be able to make guys around them better, have them motivated, have them coming each and every day trying to find something 1% better in their game, and just build that friendship and that brotherhood between one another. And I think that's the beauty of this team. You know, there's no selfishness. Everyone wants everyone to succeed, and all we want to do is just win. Our relationship is really, really good. And, you know, he put in a lot of time to get back, and especially when I was, you know, still learning the offense, I spent a lot of time with him kind of, you know, working him back, throwing him the ball and getting on the same page. But not just with Will, with all the receivers. It's just that chemistry and that relationship that we have in that locker room is top-notch, and it's one of the best I've ever been around.
How much pride do you take? This team was like 31st in scoring last year, now you're 4th. Most of that is because of you. How much pride do you take in that?
I mean, this whole team takes a lot of pride in our opportunity and our job. We want to be the best at what we do. So each person got to you know, put their foot down and work each and every day to strive to be the best. And if we all come on together and be on the same page and have that mentality, then we have the opportunity to be the best. So we take a lot of pride in what we do. Thank you.